Welcome to Rebel Health Radio, bringing the best in alternative and integrative medicine to your ears. Hi everyone, it's Patricia from Alchemy Therapies and my emotional audit and all the other things I do. And today it's week 8 in my microdosing journey with psilocybin, and I'm actually on an on day today, so I think I've taken one of my two supplements this morning. I'll take another at lunchtime. I tend to do it in the morning. That's just me. It seems to work well for me. I reason that my digestive capacity is higher in the morning, and so I'll take it all in. I'm doing the Stamets stack protocol, which is 4 days on and 3 days off, although the 3 days off, in fact, is on lion's mane mushroom and niacin. And the reason it's called the Stamets stack, obviously, it's named after Paul Stamets, who kind of designed it. He's a mycologist, fungal expert, psychonaut, I would say, somebody willing to experiment with all manner of healing and medicinal uses of mushrooms and fungi generally. And we're not just talking psychologically, we're talking healing the planet as well. So he designed this based on his idea, that this kind of revelation he had, really, that niacin, which is a flushing vitamin B3, it's involved in energy metabolism. It helps to form something called NAD, which is involved in your energy production within mitochondria. And so he's noticed that high doses of niacin tend to create a flushing effect, and they're often used actually in as placebo in a lot of the studies, because at least people do get an effect from taking it about 20 minutes afterwards. So it's often used that way, but of course that's a little bit counterproductive, because you do know the difference between flushing and psilocybin, which doesn't produce that. It just gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling, if you like. Now, I want to, from the off start, because you might not have watched my previous videos, is that this is a serious exploration. This is not some weird thing that some people do and just for pleasure. It's really about healing the psyche, in my view. And I've done a few experiments with other medicinal plants, and I wanted to try this one. It called me, actually, the last year it called me and sort of said, right, you need to do this. And so that's what I'm doing. And I'm making public my exploration because I think it's important. I think it's the next big step in healing the human race, if you like, and healing the planet. As I've said, I just believe that fungi, because of their role in between plants and animals, if you like, they make life possible on planet Earth. And I think having been around for millions and millions of years, they've adapted very well. And we, of course, have evolved after them. And so I think there's a synergy, there's a synergistic relationship between us and fungi. And it may be that particularly psilocybin has this health-giving benefit, because what it does is it kind of creates new neurons in your brain, or certainly new neuronal connections. Neurogenesis is very well supported in the literature, and this promotes what we call neuroplasticity, in other words, making new wiring in your brain to create new thoughts, break old habits and patterns. Most people in this day and age suffer from some form of anxiety. It's certainly been something I've had all my life, pretty much, certainly since I was little, and kind of accepted about myself. I'm a highly sensitive person, therefore I'm more prone to anxiety, but it comes and goes, you know. It's not always bad. It's not bad at the moment, obviously, because I'm doing this and it really, really helps. But it's really, anxiety is a combination of different things. It's both body signals, it's memories that are replaying themselves unconsciously, and it's worry, it's cognitive worry over the symptoms that you're experiencing, and that whole thing, you're in a loop, you know. The more you focus on your symptoms, the worse they get, because the brain is kind of trying to provide an answer or solution to something that simply can't solve, if it's a memory problem or if it's a gut problem. So, very complex scenario that most people have today. And most people are highly stressed as well and go around functioning that way and think that that's normal, but it's not. You know, I watched a program at the weekend, a travel program actually, but it's a fantastic program about Simon Reeve going to different places in sort of the last outposts of tribal culture. He's I think it was Colombia and Congo, actually Congo, tell a lie, it was the Congo. He's traveling with a team, a camera team, into the jungles that are fairly impenetrable. And that's not to say some of the tribes have never been contacted, because they clearly have. You know, they were wearing Western clothes and everything, but they live pretty much in the jungle, on the jungle. They make everything they need from their surroundings. They have a very, very low sort of carbon footprint, as we would call it now. And he was investigating that. And I just thought that's so interesting how they live in harmony with the plants. They live in harmony with nature. And we have lost that. We don't even know the seasons, most of us. We go to work in metal boxes. We drive in metal boxes, go into another concrete metal box to work, usually, most of us. We don't work on the land anymore. And that was the vast majority of people 100 years ago, worked on or around the land. You know, even if they weren't farmers, they supported food production. And so they understood the soil and they understood nature's cycles. And, you know, they worked with animals. Horses were the main method of transportation and machinery, if you like. They would pull the plows and haul the goods. And, you know, the Industrial Revolution, of course, changed all that, started to bring in the power of steam and iron. And we kind of gradually moved away from the land and to the cities. And that's where we are now, in these glass and steel, you know, boxes. And most of us are completely disconnected from the earth upon which we live. And I think what mushrooms do is they help connect you back to that. And I've talked before in previous weeks about nature connectedness, and also how it just gives me a much deeper appreciation of being in nature and feeling part of something. You know, when I now walk in the woods, I don't just think, oh, you know, boring in the woods, yeah, whatever. I kind of think, wow, a tree, look at that shape, look at that sky, look at the pattern of branches. It's so fractal. You know, you really get to appreciate patterns in nature, because you are composed of patterns and kind of moving energies yourself. So this physical body that I appear to be in, of course, is an illusion. You know, I'm an agglomeration of energy, as are you. All right, so how's it going? It's basically, hang on a second, week 8, and I have been doing my 4 days on, 3 days off now, and finding, yeah, dreams have been very profound, and I've had a few more this week. Past loves, past people that have moved me, connected with me, are kind of appearing to be resolved. I think it's a very strange thing, this. You know, dreams are very metaphorical, aren't they? And so you can see somebody in your dream and you know who they are, but they don't look like the real person. So I'm aware of who this person is, and I'm aware that I love that person, and that they left, or that it, you know, it didn't work out or whatever. But there's a tremendous connectedness, heart-to-heart connectedness in that dream, that you wake up and you think, wow, that's extraordinary. I think it's like resolving the past for me. It's helping me anyway. There have been a lot of things in my life that have, you know, I have behaved badly, or someone else has hurt me. And, you know, this is the human experience, isn't it? And it's kind of helping me to heal that. That's what I feel. And it's coming to a place of peace, which, after all, is what we're all looking for, is peace in our life and feeling part of something meaningful. So I'm about to, I believe, take a break, because I think the protocol that I'm following is 8 weeks, and then a month you take a break. I'm going to check that later. But I think that's, so this will be my last week, and then I'll take 4 weeks where I don't do anything, because you kind of have to assimilate the knowledge. You have to assimilate You know, when I'm working with people, I don't just go wham bam and change their, thinking. In fact, I don't deal so much with thinking, I deal more with feelings. We have to allow time for that to percolate through the system, all right? You can't just make a change and it sticks. You have to allow people to make their own connections, their own processing. And of course, as we're saying that, the brain is making these new neuronal connections, which are promoted by different things. By love, by safety, by maybe some plant medicine, which I think really helps. And I think all of these things are basically an exploration of being human and finding better ways to do humanity. Because the humanity we're kind of following at the moment is broken, you know. Apart from this disconnectedness and the pollution we're creating and the general angstiness of everyone, and I see that online. I hate the online environment anyway. It's full of bad actors and people pretending to be what they're not, and attacks, really vitriolic attacks on each other because there's anonymity, so there's no kind of accounting. You don't have to stand up and say, yes, I said that was me and I believe that. It's like, well, just fire off a comment on your post, and then I sink back into anonymity. So I think we're in a very disconnected, dystopian almost place. And we need more nature, we need more love, we need more connection with each other. And I was having a conversation with a friend yesterday about what's happening in her child's school. And the least infringement, wearing the wrong color socks sends you into isolation if it happens twice. Right, this is the culture our children are growing up in. Isolation for a young child or even a teenager is does not change their behavior. It simply makes them angry. And because you need each other to help regulate at that age, you absolutely need others to regulate your nervous system. And so to be in isolation, yes, it's a punishment, but for wrong color socks, I just don't get this. This is the stick approach. We're going to beat you, we're going to check in on you, we're going to observe you, and any infringement will be punished. And I just think we need more love in the system. We've lost the touch of someone who cares. Okay, just you're not even allowed to touch a child now. You're not allowed to put a hand when they're upset or anything. And look, not all people are bad. Most people are good people wanting to do the right thing, and we're not allowing that natural instinct to care for each other. And I really regret that. And I hope and pray that we will be able to recover our sense of proportion, proportion here. What's logical here is to teach children why there are consequences to bad behavior, not to just punish from the off, So anyway, that's diversifying a bit, but this is the world children are growing up in. No wonder there's huge high anxiety in teenagers and young people now. So folks, I'm not saying what I'm doing is for everyone. It's just an exploration. It's something I'm doing alongside other things. So for instance, I'm just starting to take a new supplement called Hormone Harmony. I may, in the 4 weeks that I'm not doing my Stamets stack, I may talk about that next week. Here's the box. That's something I'm very interested in. And it's for women of any age. I dare say it would be for men too, but it's marketed very much at women. Hormones are your interface between you and your environment. Okay. They're a natural kind of chemical production of your body. But, the kinds of high stress, disconnected worlds we're living in means that most women are completely hormonally dysregulated, as are some men. But it shows up more in women because we're more hormonal, quite literally, and we should be in cycle with the moon and the seasons, and most of us aren't. So I'm going to be trialing that as well, to see how that goes. It's supposed to help with weight gain, which I've noticed, bloating, mood swings, flushing, hot sweats, those kinds of things. It's not just for menopausal women, it's for women of all ages. And because it's what's called adaptogenic. And maybe I'll talk about that next week because that's a really important concept. I think mushrooms are adaptogenic too. They work either way. Okay, so whatever needs to happen in the body, they promote it. And there's no drug on earth that does that. There's no pharmaceutical medicine that can adapt either way. So, folks, I'm going to sign off now. It's been an amazing 8 weeks so far. Not always easy, but overall, I think it's going in the right direction. And I can't wait to see what my final month will bring. That's not to say I'll never do it again. It's just that's what I'm recording now. Okay, well, take care of yourselves. Be kind to yourselves and others above all things. Take it easy. Bye-bye. Hey, hope you enjoyed listening to Rebel Health Radio. Do subscribe and look forward to catching you soon.